This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, multiple countries brought in some pretty large grain harvests during the recent growing seasons. And while that is normally good news, Tanner Emke, the lead economist for grains and oilseeds at CoBank, says the large crops combined with the trade tensions have led to excess grain supplies around the world.
High level, first of all, across the entire grains and oilseeds space, really the theme is oversupply. We've had record crops here in the U.S. We've got a record crop forthcoming in South America. We've had record crops and record yields all over the world, really.
When that happens, Emke says, the supplies really start to back up.
And so trying to find new markets is of utmost importance. That's a challenge, obviously, when we have trade uncertainty.
And nowhere has that been more evident in the past year or so, Emke says, than with China.
The trade war that we've had recently with China upended a lot of our exports, particularly for soybeans and also other commodities like grain sorghum that are highly dependent on the Chinese market and other specialty crops. But really, soybeans are the high dollar export. That's the number one export from the U.S. over to China.
Emke says a lot of industry speculation revolves around what the future trade relationship between China and the U.S. is going to look like.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.